Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boyington reporting. I am with the mother of the civil rights movement, Mrs. Juanita Abernathy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We talked this evening about you being presented the inaugural Amanda Davis Award here by the Clayton County NAACP. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good. People have to understand that women stood tall during the movement, and they were... Most of us were unknown, got no credit for what we did, but we supported our husband and supported the entire movement. Had not it been for the women and young people, there would not have been a movement. So I think we do an injustice to our young people when we don't recognize them. But in Birmingham, you saw the water hoses. Those young people were students who stayed off from school because they wanted to be a part of what was going on in Birmingham.
You tell the story about the day. What was it, January 10th, 1957, I believe it was. Your husband had gone off in the movement and your house was bombed. Tell me about that.
He had just come back. And I was watching the news, Jack Parr, and my neighbor was coming up the street, putting on her robe. She was attendance supervisor for the school system in Montgomery. And she was coming up her house, up the street, putting on her robe. She had heard the bomb go off in my house, at my house. And she was on her way. And when she got there, the reporters tried their best to stop her from coming into my house. They didn't check to see whether anybody was alive, anybody was injured, or anybody was dead. They didn't care. And I said, so then they were going to stop her. I said, no, you come on in. This is my house. And she said, okay. And the reporter asked, a neighbor asked the reporter, where next? And he said, go to Ripley. And that was where our church was, on the corner of Ripley and Columbus Street. So after they bombed our house, they went and bombed our church the same night. And it just shows you how, but we, as a church, we stood together.
Where were you when the bomb went off?
I was in the bed. I had just gotten up off of the sofa in my living room and went to bed.
How many children did you have at the time?
I only had one. And I was pregnant with my second child.
I understand that the bombing affected that child.
Yeah. When she was born, she her little feet, when I changed her diaper, her little feet would shake. And I'd hold up her, legs to change her diaper. And then when I put on a bottle, she would shake when she would hold the bottle. So I kept praying, Lord, let my baby stop shaking. But it was how much damage was done to her when she was in my womb.
How is she now, a grown woman? How has it affected her now?
Well, she still is, she can't deal with a lot of stress. Her husband says she can't deal with stress. I said, well, she was born in under conditions, those kind of conditions, so naturally, it affected her.
When we talk about the civil rights movement and we talk about today, is there much difference? If so, how much?
Corporate America is just as racist as it was before. And we have to be careful when we get a job and we get promoted. And a lot of us start acting like the white folks. So the blacks start acting like the white folk. And we become so incensed with being a associated with them, we start feeling that we are superior too.
What do you think about the president we have now?
He's crazy. He is crazy. He has alienated America from every ally she had. Except England. He couldn't move England. But all of our other allies, he has alienated America from that. And America is the most powerful nation in the free world.
What do you want your legacy to be?
That we need to be, alert and wise and observant about everything that's going on. And America is a democratic system. And don't let anybody take your freedom away from you.
We've been talking to Mrs. Juanita Abernathy, the mother of the Civil Rights Movement. Thank you so very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. But I just want you young people to carry the torch. Keep on moving forward. Don't let anybody turn you around. And black women really have a job to do.
How so?
Because women are, you know, you're the mother of our young people. And you have to teach them that they have a responsibility beyond themselves.
Mrs. Juanita Abernathy, thank you. I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.